Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. We've seen a part of this before, okay? Big Ed, no neck Ed, gets hypnotized. We've seen a little bit where he said he was like from the circus or something in his past, but this seems a little bit longer with the family therapist, marriage and family therapist, hypnotizing him. Okay. Seems like there's a lot of more her talking, and I'm supremely curious to see what she has to say about this. I also need to do a little bit shorter of a video today because I do run an open mic every Tuesday. Podcast starts at 7 p.m. Open mic starts at 8 p.m. Josephine's Martini Bar, no grill, in Villa Park, Illinois. Let's go. Jerks of Joes. Okay, let's hop right into this. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously, or else I'd know if we've seen this before. I also don't watch the show, but that's what makes this good. Because we're not here to seriously talk about this show. I just want to talk shit about this fat little dumpling.
Ed is in this very deep state of hypnosis. And I know the moment the lips start quivering, that is the sign.
Shut up, bitch. All right. I need to try this. I'm not sure, like, there's probably some reality to this. I don't think it's like a medium, right, where it's completely fake. That's not a thing. Should I get hypnotized? There's so many cool ideas I have for this channel. Like finding a sugar mama. Still got to do that. Maybe reviewing Anfisa's OnlyFans. But can you really get hypnotized? Comment down below. I could Google it, but that means I'd have to move my fingers.
That Ed is up far enough to be able to talk to me and tell me about the past life he's in.
Yeah. All right, this is bullshit. I said it in the beginning, but I still kind of forgot that he's trying to figure out who he was in his past life. You can't do that! Here comes the comments. I was hypnotized and I saw clearly that I was a cowboy.
I've been here before. I have a leprechaun costume and...
So fucking fitting. Because he looks like a real life leprechaun. But like the opposite of a leprechaun. Instead of a pot of gold, he just drains your bank account.
I'm alive, but I'm buried.
Of all of the past life regressions I've done, I don't think I've ever had a leprechaun, honestly.
Really? You've never met a real in-life leprechaun before? Isn't it weird that on this television show, the only time she's ever heard leprechaun, it happens while it's being filmed. Huh. That's mighty convenient. I know for a fact the producers talked to No Neck Ed before this and were like, say the most crazy thing that is somewhat believable. Okay, you look like a leprechaun. Keep that in mind.
But my purpose is to access the subconscious because then Ed is able to identify his soul lessons, why we are here in this lifetime.
He's going to learn his soul lessons to find out why we're here in this lifetime. I'll tell you why he's here in this lifetime. To be on this show. That's the only reason he was bred. He's a CIA operative. People don't look like this. And isn't that incredibly insulting to her for him to go, in my past life, I was a leprechaun. Yeah, those don't exist. Oh, in my past life, I got a letter in the mail to attend a school. Hogwarts.
And then I'm able to do the healing with him. Do you know what year it is?
Yeah, let's watch in real time as this lady heals a leprechaun. I mean, if anybody was a leprechaun in their past life, it was No Neck Ed.
1669. I was small. I was like a dwarf, like that big.
I was a dwarf? No, you still are a dwarf. That was a little too accurate. What year is it? 1669? Like in the 1600s, did people know the year like that? Why? Like, really celebrating New Year's? Like, happy 1670. For some reason, it just doesn't... I don't feel that happened. Because they're probably like, what month is it? Winter.
Like a dwarf.
Like a performer in a circus. They would hang me upside down in metal shoes, and I would spin. I would entertain people.
Is going on. This is so specific. I was hung upside down and they would spin me around for the entertainment of others. Are you just getting a knowledge download like you took a bunch of mushrooms? I hate that's probably something they did to all dwarves. Yeah, if we're going to hang them, might as well spin them around a little bit. have some fun, you know, make some money off this. That's why No Neck Ed has the biggest neck on Earth. Because in his past life, he got hung for looking like that. So he evolved. If TLC had any balls or creativity, they'd use that tons of money they make every month to do a little spinoff, you know? Since this is all fake, show us him living in the medieval times as a circus freak. Because we know what it's like for him to be a circus freak right now. TLC, the living circus.
People would laugh. People would laugh at me. I was alone. I was a lonely performer.
Wait, how short was a dwarf in the 1600s? Everybody had to be like 5 foot. Yeah? Was he like 2.5 feet tall? I can't believe this bitch is actually writing this down. Okay, was a leprechaun circus performer. Right. They did not teach me this in hypnotism school. Gonna have to call my teacher. Oh, what? He was a leprechaun? Yeah, shoot him in the face.
Okay.
And they threw me in a hole. They threw me away.
What was the soul lesson that came through that lifetime on into the cell memories of this lifetime again?
That I'm not loved.
That's how you end this? What the fuck? Are you serious? There's another 20 seconds left. Whoever edited that has good comedic timing. Way quicker than I thought. Okay. She should quit her job. You know? She let him continue after he said leprechaun. She didn't close her notebook and go, wait. Hold on a second. Are you fucking with me? I could plant memories inside you now. Fuck you. Like, what was this? Why? I think hypnotism is real, like for things that has actually happened to you. But this was just a load of horse shit. Even if you believe in past lives, you think this lady can help him tap into it? Like, here's a good way of testing this. Has anybody ever been hypnotized about their past life and then got something historically accurate? Ever? The answer is no, if you were wondering. TLC just should have hired me to be the hypnotist. Oh, you are a leprechaun. Okie dokie. Where was your pot of gold? How did you acquire the pot of gold? Is that a debt you have to repay? Who provides it? But that is accurate, though. If he looked like that in medieval times, they'd either instantly kill him at birth, or they'd be like, you're in the circus. What else are you going to do? We already have a jester because he's actually funny. You just look funny. All right, I've talked enough through this, guys. Comment down below what you think about this. I'm truly curious to see what you think. Was he a leprechaun? No, or absolutely not. Like, he's just remembering a time he dressed up as a leprechaun for Halloween. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere. I truly fucking appreciate it. Yo, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears and TLC loves to copyright claim my videos. You may have seen that a random video was suddenly popped up in my playlist of an extreme cheapskates. That's because, for some reason, TLC has the power to just block videos. They go, no, it's posted like 9 days ago. So go check that out so I can get some views because TLC fucked it. It's guilty until proven innocent, and I proved that I was right. The video's up. It's bullshit. So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy, and mainly TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my asshole. Patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.